Scott Johns in for Jill Bennett, Friday afternoon going into the weekend. And maybe you got plans with your significant other, plans to get out for a date night or even a date day. This is very relatable to me. My wife and I have, as I've mentioned, we have young kids. So in fact, tomorrow we're having a date morning because it's easier for us to get grandparent babysitters in the morning than it is in the evening. So there's lots of restaurants where you can get afternoon, lunchtime meals, that type of thing, tasting menus, that type of thing, and have a great experience. And here now to walk us through some of that is the editor and publisher of VancouverFoodster.com, Richard Wolak. Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Yeah, we're going to start off with nighttime this time around. So at night, when you do have a chance to go out and you find a babysitter, or you don't find a babysitter, you can park the kids somewhere, or even if you don't have kids, you don't have to worry. But Five Seals Restaurant, it's been around for about 20 years or so now. A couple had run it for many years, and they wanted to retire, and it was kind of at risk of closing down. And Ahmed, who owns a Global Group, thought, it's my favorite restaurant, I'm going to buy it. So he bought it and kept the staff in place, everything in place from what it was. And all he did was just do a little renovation. And it is running smoothly, full of people now. It's just a wonderful experience. So I had a chance to kind of go through a tasting menu there. They're offering a tasting menu nightly now. You can do a wine pairing extra if you wish. But it was incredible. It was an absolute, first of all, you got the best view in the city. You've got the mountains right there. So try to get a window seat there. You start off with an amuse-bouche. You've got four different kind of little small bites to have. And, of course, they're a taste of what's to come. You've got a multi-course menu of various courses, but it's all seasonal. So it's based on what's kind of local right now at the farm, what's growing. And then there's different fish and that kind of thing. So started off with an asparagus course. It was very good. This really, very nice. Sea bream crudo. And they cure their sea bream in-house. So that's also quite something to see. That doesn't happen to too many restaurants around the city. But there's various courses. And then at dessert, well, they have dessert. And first of all, so Chef Daria is like a whiz at desserts there. So they've got all sorts of different desserts. Aside from the tasting menu, they have the tasting menu, but then they have her regular pastries, which are beautiful. And then if you want a cocktail, something interesting, their GM, he makes this Cafe Diablo, and it's actually flambéed at your table, sort of like table side. He comes and he does this whole elaborate cocktail experience, and he flambés it at the table, and it's coffee, like an after-dinner coffee kind of idea.
Wow, that sounds incredible.
It was great for Instagram moments, that was for sure.
And so this is at Five Seals. That's at Canada Place, right?
Correct.
Yes. Okay, fantastic. Where else?
And then another spot is out in Richmond. This is fairly new. It's called Acre Through the Seasons. It's a restaurant located at the Versante Hotel. It's fine dining afternoon tea. Now, they do have dinners as well, but for afternoon tea, it's running Saturday and Sundays, 1 to 4 p.m. What this struck me as very interesting experience was that the owner of the hotel also owns a lavender farm up on Cortez Island. So they wanted to take people through an experience of, like, can you imagine you're on the farm, but you're in this fine dining restaurant? They kind of brought it to the restaurant. So you have, they've got different themes, and I went through the one theme last week, was a series is a forest, forage, and wild game experience. So they took that basically experience and made it into an afternoon tea. It was phenomenal. But they're now doing different, another series is just launching this weekend, and that's mixing vineyards and farm, and you kind of get the idea when you're going through it. But you start off with some tea. You can choose whichever tea you want from their selection, and then they have a box, like a first set, and that had it had a caviar and foie gras macaron. It had a egg salad sandwich, delicious scones, and then they had this panna cotta, which was like a palate cleanser that looked beautiful. So Chef William Liu is behind this. He's created all these different dishes and series, and he really knows how to do things right, sort of to match the theme and to create quite a wonderful experience for you. But it went on to a sweets and all sorts of different items, and it was very good. So that's something to look for Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m. Make an advanced reservation. You can just find Acre online on Instagram or on Google.
Yeah,
And then another spot.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. Yeah, please go ahead.
Then for something fun and different, this is a cooking class. So BCD Culinary Academy out in Langley offers various different cooking classes. They've got one coming up actually this weekend. It's a Thai cooking class. It's Thai street food. And they're in Langley. And this makes for a great date night. So it sort of starts late afternoon, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So even if you you know, you're going to have dinner. Well, you won't be hungry for dinner after this. But if you can only get away in the late afternoon, this is a great chance. And you can just take your plus one. It could be anybody, and go register yourself, and you can take part in a cooking class where you're creating a bunch of different Thai dishes. You're learning how to make them, and then you're eating them there as well.
Wow, sounds incredible. And the learning part that goes with it seems fun as well. Okay, keep going. We're almost there. What else do we have?
Yeah, so out in Richmond, this is a place called Missing Chopsticks. This is a fun one as well. First of all, very hard to find. You're going to have to Google it. They've opened in East Richmond, an industrial park. You're never going to know a restaurant is actually there. But when you get there, you go, wow, seats, only 20 seats. They do two seatings nightly, and it's a full-on tasting menu restaurant only. It's a modern French with Asian twist. Now, when I was there, it was a spot prawn tasting menu, which was incredible. Chef Edward kind of guided people through several courses. But now they're just doing monthly different themes. And you gotta book ahead for this, because this fills up really fast, because, of course, only 20 seats per seating. The prices vary because it depends on how many courses they have. But usually it's a six-course menu. You can get alcohol pairing as well. But it's on Wireless Way, like 13880 Wireless Way. You're going to have to Google it, because to find it, it took me a little while to find it. But once you get there, you're just like, wow, you're in awe. It's an incredible experience.
I always feel like those places that are hard to find and are kind of tucked away where you're not expecting them to be always end up being just incredible, hey? And now I'm really glad that you have this included on the list that I have in front of me, because this is one of my favorite restaurants in the city, and it always has been, L'Abattoir.
Yeah, exactly. And they offer a chef's tasting menu. So Chef Lee Cooper has created a chef's tasting menu. And same idea, kind of seasonally. They're kind of going as, you know, what's available from the farm and what's available, you know, what fish is in season, that kind of thing. But it was incredible. And I think same thing. You're going to book this a day or two ahead. But we had like seven different courses on this. It was eight courses, actually, with dessert. And it was beautiful. Just everything. Just like, and of course, it's kind of a French technique, you know, that kind of restaurant there. It's been one of my favorites since they've opened, and great to see it is yours as well. And I don't love oysters, but they make this specific oyster which was baked, and it was incredible. And I was like, wow, I love it. So just great to see, you know, what they can do, especially with tasting. And now they're, of course, that restaurant is larger, so they can accommodate more. And they told me that they have like X number percentage of every night available that they can do a tasting menu for. But it's a lot more than 20, but so it's a different kind of experience. It's a little busier restaurant, but there's a lot going on there. And, of course, their pastry chef as well, he is incredible. So Oliver does a beautiful pastry like all the time, and he's creating for this tasting menu, and he's also creating other desserts there as well.
Yeah, it's a fantastic place, and it's one of those places that has kind of just been, you know, consistent through the Vancouver restaurant scene. It's always good. We usually go there for a birthday and have never been disappointed. Love that one. And you can find all of these restaurants and more at vancouverfoodster.com. That's Richard Wolick. He's the editor and publisher, and that's just some great ideas. Have a date night, have a date day this weekend, and get some fantastic tasting menu experiences. Thanks so much, Richard. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.